Radio Theatre 3 p.m. Thursdays on WGX, the Creative Community Radio.
Radio Theatre Program. Tonight on Radio Theatre, Orson Welles goes camping naked with a bearskin rug. And Amos and Andy and Raggedy Ann and Andy get together and they have Amos and Raggedy Ann and Andy show. That'll be fun. Also, tiny children saying things they can't quite pronounce. That is a really good part of the show. Radio Theater.
Just 6 days ago, my village was struck by an American drone in an attack that terrified the region's poor farmers.
The predator job is inherently cowardly, inherently weak, but you have to make yourselves feel better.
My understanding is that a man named Hamid al-Radami was the target of a drone strike. Many people in Wisab know al-Radami, and the Yemeni government could easily have found and arrested him. Al-Radami was well-known to government officials and even to local government, and even local government could have captured him if the U.S. had told them to do so.
The people that are giving us our orders, we have to trust what they're doing is right and just. We're really not given as much information as we probably should be given. We're just glorified cameramen.
Now, however, when they think of America, they think of the terror they feel from the drones that hover over their heads, ready to fire missiles at any time. What a violent militants had previously failed to achieve, one drone strike accomplished in an instant. There is now an intense anger against America in Wasab.
We fly them from the United States via satellite while they're overseas. Every time we launch or land an aircraft, we have to call them up. We have to call them up and say, is our signal clear? There's a fiber optics line that goes from Ramstein Air Force Base underneath the ocean to the United States to Nevada, you know, to Creech Air Force Base. And so all the data points, all the information that comes from the drones go via satellite to Ramstein back to the United States. There's no other hub that I'd ever called for that, like in the entire 5 years and 5 days that I was in the drone program.
The drone strikes are the face of America to many Yemenis. I have spoken to many victims of U.S. drone strikes, like a mother in Jar who had to identify her innocent 18-year-old son's body through a video in a stranger's cell phone. Or the father in Shakra who held his 4 and 6-year-old children as they died in his arms. Recently in Aden, I spoke with one of the tribal leaders present in 2009 at the place where the U.S. cruise missiles targeted the village of Al-Ma'jala in Lodar, Abyan. More than 40 civilians were killed, including 4 pregnant women. The tribal leader and others tried to rescue the victims, but the bodies were so decimated that it was impossible to differentiate between those of children, women, and their animals.
I was in Nevada and New Mexico. It's a 8 foot tall by 8 foot wide by 20 foot long trailer. On one side of the ground control station, there's 2 seats and there's 14 monitors. That's like where all the light comes from. There's no noise. It's just the hum of a fan keeping the entire system cool. And you have to monitor chat on 5 different screens. We've got some guy off in some other portion of the world who's monitoring the signals intelligence. And then we have another person in another part of the world monitoring the imagery intelligence. So they're gathering this information and saying, well, this is what's going on here, 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 and here, and we can make this this algorithmic determination of the nefarious activity. Like, this person might have called someone who's bad, and then they maybe have gone to a location that is known to be like a weapons storehouse, and then they went somewhere else, and so they build this kind of picture of who this person is, and instead of, you know, going in and capturing them or responding when they actually did something violent, they're just like, okay, we've determined this person is a bad person, let's take them out.
Late last year, I was in Abyan with an American journalist colleague. Suddenly, I heard the buzz. The local people we were interviewing told us that based on their past experiences, the thing hovering above us was an American drone. My heart sank. I felt helpless. It was the first time that I had truly feared for my life or for an American friend's life in Yemen. I couldn't help but think that the drone operator just might be my American friend with whom I had the warmest and deepest relationship here. I was torn between this great country that I love and the drone above my head that could not differentiate between me and some AQIP militants. It was one of the most divisive and difficult feelings I have ever encountered. I felt that way when my village was also droned. Thank you for having this hearing. I believe in America, and I deeply believe that when Americans truly know about how much pain and suffering the U.S. airstrikes have caused and how much they are harming efforts to win hearts, minds, and ground in Yemen and hearts and minds of the Yemeni people, they will reject this devastating targeted killing program. Thank you.
I believe that we made mistakes. No one ever got in trouble for killing civilians while I was in, but apparently that's kind of what happened with a lot of these strikes. And the only time anyone would get punished would be if we crash an aircraft. That's it.
house shook.
The dust flew.
The roof shook and the ground trembled.
I run, then I got hit.
I ran out and there was all this dust and smoke.
I was hit from behind and wounded.
Then I ran to the house. I was bleeding and I got bandaged.
I knew there would be a second strike.
Usually drones strike a second time after 5 or 10 minutes.
It's to kill the relatives who came out to help.
Then 5 minutes later, it came again.
Then I fell down right there and I thought I was dying and I was shouting, "I am dying."
Before these attacks started, there was peace and happiness in our area. When those drones attacks started and our mother was killed, they destroyed our entire family. They have wreaked havoc in our lives and happiness.
from the mountains and into the sea. Blow me from the side of the mountain. Blow my head off. Explode my crystal guts. Lay my purple on the grass. I have a glint in my eye. I think I wanna die. I wanna die. I wanna be the apple of your eye. So drone bomb me. Blow me from the mountains and into the sea. Blow me from the side of the mountain. Blow my head off. Explode my crystal guts. Lay my purple on the grass. Let me be the first. I'm not so innocent. Let me be the one, the one that you choose from above.
After all,
I'm partly to blame. So drone bomb me. From mountains and into the sea. Blow me from the mountains and into the sea.
Mountains into the sea.
I'm not so innocent. I blow my head off. Explode my crystal guts.
Like flying, that's why I feel so free.
my door, but your cover is blown. You can turn off your phone and you think you're alone, but you're not alone. Never seen my drone, it's got a mind of its own. I'm gonna fly where it's low, to the great unknown, never leaving home. Till you're never alone, don't fight fate. Been retold, rewritten in stars that I remote control. When they shoot through the sky, where angels go.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.